Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast. With me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, we begin with the reaction to the Champions League action, with Chelsea drawing with Zenit, meaning they finished runners-up in the group, and Ralf Rangnick's Manchester United drawing with Young Boys at Old Trafford. This is how all the above unfolded on TalkSport.
Yeah, where it's finished, Manchester United 1, Young Boys 1, Adrian. Manchester United broke the deadlock on 9 minutes with a wonderful finish from Mason Greenwood.
Today he also showed, not only because of that beautiful goal, also the way that he set up the opportunity for Juan Mata, that was brilliant. He's a massive talent, left foot, right foot, good on the ball. But still, it's about continuity. He has to develop physically, but technically he's... For his age, he's a great player, and my job is to develop him, to make an athlete out of him.
What a finish.
Mickey, I've just seen it.
Brilliant.
It's behind him. I don't know how it's an extraordinary finish from a special player, isn't it?
Absolutely superb. Look, I mean, I think he deserves his England opportunity again. He's got to start scoring goals, Adrian. Well, he's certainly just done that there. He's a natural finisher.
Zenit pushing forward again. Work the ball out towards the left flank. Headed down by Zuber. Oh, it is a tremendous strike from Ozdoyev into the top left-hand corner. And that might be Chelsea relegated to second place in this group. And it's no more than Zenit deserve over 90 minutes. Chelsea finished second in the group. And everything that that entails might come back to haunt them in February.
Good evening.
Good anthem.
You can't, listen, nothing wrong with the Russian anthem.
We are the better team, but we were forgetting that. Why are we the better team? Because the investment, the level of concentration was high enough to be the better team. And once this drops 5%, 10%, we get punished at the moment. It happened to us in West Ham. It happened to us today.
He's put a team out there with Leeds in mind and Everton. So he's qualified for the Champions League. He's gambled and it's backfired. Clearly, he sees Leeds as a bigger game than he did tonight.
It's amazing. Zenit, what's happened?
The whole world's ganging up on me. Even my wife is ganging up on me. It's a draw. We've not even lost.
Finished second.
We've qualified for the knockout stage of the Champions League. We're kings of Europe.
Called.
We're 2 points off top.
Dross, you called
honestly,
European football. Shambles.
You lot.
Bayern have won 6 out of 6 for maximum points. But the big story of the night is that Xavi's Barcelona will drop into the Europa League.
If they want to compete with your Bayern Munichs or the Premier League teams, the pace and power that those sides possess, I mean, it looked like at times Bayern could score at will. They had so many opportunities to add to the 3 goals they got. So it's a real challenge for Xavi. It is a big one, make no mistake.
What about Barcelona? Out, they're in the Europa League. Might play
West Ham.
Xavi versus David Moyes.
Can you imagine that? Declan Rice up against Busquets.
Well, I think he's a better player now, Declan Rice, isn't he?
Antonio Conte admits everyone at Tottenham is worried about the coronavirus outbreak at the club. 8 members of the squad have now tested positive, along with 5 backroom staff. The Spurs boss said it's a serious situation.
Every day we are having contact with the person that are false negative. And then everyone is a bit scared, also because I think everyone, we have family. Why I have to take this this risk? Why?
TalkSport breaking news.
It now has been confirmed. We had heard, we've had it confirmed now that the Group G Europa Conference game tomorrow between Spurs and Rennes is postponed. So that game is off.
I've known Antonio Conte, you know, since he arrived at Chelsea. And he's generally a really smiley kind of, even when things aren't going amazingly well, he's generally, you know, quite a really affable guy. Today he looked drawn, he looked frightened. He you know, in his press conference, he genuinely looked frightened. Normally he'll stay and take questions for half an hour. He took five questions today, and then they said, listen, that's, you know, we're not here talking about football. I'm a football manager at a press conference. I'm not even talking about football. So it was pretty obvious that the only decision to be made for tomorrow was to call it off. Now we'll see about Sunday at Brighton. I'm not going to second guess the Premier League, but there is a precedent from last season in terms of games being called off, and it wouldn't surprise me one bit if Spurs had that game called off as well.
On to the Leicester gaffer, Brendan Rodgers, looking ahead to their crucial clash in the Europa League with Napoli tonight, live on TalkSport 2.
I think it's just something that, in general, you're starting to see now, you know, a few more cases. And it's just something that, you know, for us, it's always about the health of our players and our own players. And obviously, travelling into a foreign country as well, we have to respect the travel also into Italy. So it's one week. We still have a strong squad here, but unfortunately, it's not a fully fit squad.
Now, according to reports, Liverpool are leading the race to sign the 18-year-old England midfielder Jude Bellingham from Borussia Dortmund next summer. Alan McQuist and Gabby Agbonlahor think that Bellingham would be perfect for Klippity Klopp's Reds. Although, let's be fair, he'd be perfect for anyone, so that doesn't really mean anything.
Bellingham, 1-0 to Borussia Dortmund, and it just broke for Jude Bellingham on the edge of the area.
Guaranteed, he's going to start every game. You could picture him, Henderson, Fabinho and Bellingham playing as a three in there, and they can't rely on Keita. He's had a lot of injuries. Chamberlain seems to get a lot of injuries as well, so perfect signing for Liverpool.
He'd play anywhere. He's that kind of boy, really talented. It's staggering to think he's only 18 years of age, which is absolutely amazing. It really is. He could play in any league in the world, to be quite honest with you. I'm a Gab. I think Liverpool would be a fantastic move for him. I really do. Why would you not want to move to a club like Liverpool with the manager that they've got, the players that they've got, the team that they've got, support that they've got? Yeah, it would make sense totally.
Now, the WBC, or the World Boxing Council, as I like to call them, has named Dillian White, or DW, as I like to call him, as Tyson Fury's, or doesn't matter, mandatory challenger, and the two parties have 30 days to agree a deal. Fury's promoter Frank Warren has told TalkSport that he hasn't given up hope of the Alexander Usyk fight just yet.
It is what it is. They haven't told us what date the fight has to take place, but at the moment, what they're asking us to do is to start negotiations. So that's what we'll be starting to do. I mean, obviously, we're all working hard to get the fight on with Usyk and get AJ to step aside, and we'll have to see where we go with it. But that's, for me, the worst case scenario is that they'll fight Dillian, and if he fights Dillian, we'd like to get it on in early March.
Now, Ralph Ragnick has added sports psychologist Sasha Lenz to his backroom team at Manchester United. Two former Premier League players, Darren Bent and Trevor Sinclair, spoke of the importance a sports psychologist had on their own careers.
Well, I didn't realise how important it was until, 97, 98. I had a bad knee injury. I'd always been able to deal with things myself. I came back from the injury and I couldn't find a performance. And I was trying different ways to get myself prepared for games, and I just couldn't get that consistency in performances. I hired a psychologist, Keith Power. I'm still friends with him today. He came and he helped me, and he helped me understand that the brain's probably the biggest asset any footballer's got, any person's got really, but any footballer has got, and basically just helped me structure myself properly, get rid of all the noise, concentrate on using different techniques to get my performance right, visualization, positive memory. And for me, it worked superbly well.
For any sportsman, probably the difficulty is when you start to realise that you can no longer do the things that you used to be able to do. Obviously, there was a time where you felt like your body was unbreakable, no injuries, you're flying. All of a sudden, you keep breaking down with injuries and that can get you down. You start to get on top of things and then you never seem to stay fit. So I got one right at the end because I just thought I needed to speak to someone, give me that confidence, give me that kind of that little boost, kind of vent to them in terms of what I wasn't happy with. Just things that you can't really go to your manager with because, I mean, listen, some of the best managers out there, I'm sure, are like psychologists because they have to be. Because in the dressing room, you've got so many different players from different backgrounds, from different places. Mm-hmm. But I just felt like I needed to speak to someone different that can give me a different perspective on things and just kind of make sure that I'm okay.
Now, England were embarrassed on day one of the first Ashes, there's a surprise, after being bowled out for a 147, something, of course, snooker players would love. TalkSport presenter Andy Jacobs moaned. Bizarrely, on that occasion, he didn't. Has called for players to be sent home. Oh, yeah, he did. Former Aussie spinner Brad Hogg is slightly more optimistic about the tourists, but first we'll hear from Steve Harmison on the decision to admit fast bowler Stuart Broadie Broad.
I thought England picked the wrong team and England made the wrong decision at the toss. Hindsight's a wonderful thing, and you say it's easy to say now, but at 11:30 last night, I was saying there's England have got to bowl first on this because of the batting unit that England have got, the series where we are. I didn't think England could afford to go into this game with batting first and then lose a couple of early wickets because I think they needed to ease into the game with the ball for me. And that, why Stuart Broad's not playing, I just really don't know.
All out to England for 147. Pat Cummins' perfect day has just got even better. He's just picked up his fifth wicket of the innings and England have collapsed in an almighty heap.
You're trying to go from white ball cricket to playing on English conditions to coming over here in Australia where there's extra pace and bounce. And we're taught to leave the ball a lot early on in our innings, especially with the new ball. And to try and adapt to that as Englishmen, it's very tough. They really haven't had game time, the decent preparation to prepare for that. So don't write them off yet. And I'm pretty happy with their bowling attack as well. I think they're going to trouble the Australians.
I mean, basically, unless it rains for a month or I don't know what else could happen, it's 5-0. I mean, it is. It's 5-0. I mean, India got thrashed there in the first test last winter, but there was no crowd, which makes a big difference. Mm. And they're India. They're actually quite good as opposed to us.
Well, so, no, it's a couple of day-nighters, Andy. You shouldn't rule that out. And they can help England.
I'm ruling it all out.
You sound like Glenn McGrath.
I've decided it's time to bring them home.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
We're going to play it.
That's the coach and Joe Root.
Okay.
In fact, all of them.
Bring Silvers back.
Bring them home.
But on the boat, that very slow way back.
Save the pain.
On to a bit of rugger. And here's England head coach Eddie Jones revealing to Laura Woods that he sends his players to acting classes to help with their confidence. What? Oh, no, don't we? Oh, we don't have that clip. We do have that clip. We do. I was just showing how good I am at acting. Play the clip.
That's one thing we've tried for a number of players that's done acting class. You know, coaches were acting most of the time.
What's the reason behind that? What benefits do you get?
Well, just to learn to influence people. You know, we're all trying to influence people. And sometimes acting classes can help you do that.
Tell me a little bit about this, Eddie, because you've spoken about how you've burnt out some of your support staff over the years. And you even said that your wife sometimes look at the people that you've employed and said you've employed the wrong person. And twice she's been 100% right. I mean, we're always right as women, aren't we, really?
That's very true. I agree with you 100% there. Look, you know, I probably struggled a lot early in my career with staff that didn't have the same commitment or the same ethos that I had about winning. But I think I've got better over the last 5 or 6 years. But my wife's got that sixth sense of being able to look at a coach and say whether he's right or not. I don't know why. Maybe it's because we've been married 30 years.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Don't, of course, forget to hit that subscribe button. I'm back on TalkSport today on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show alongside Darren Bent and Jack Wilshere from 4 p.m. A reminder of tonight's action live on TalkSport 2. You can hear Napoli against Leicester. That's in the Europa League from 5:45. And, of course, there will be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.